Pesach Hashem Yisbeach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the realm of Sichas Trumas, Laws of Trumas, and the Sefer Zeroyim. The realm continues regarding who is able to eat from the Trumas, specifically regarding the kind that's forbidden to eat, and regarding his wives and his slaves. As the realm begins Halacha off regarding the prohibition of eating in the state of Tuma, and specifically when that is. Kain Tame, a kind that's Tame, also Lechol Truma, he is forbidden, although Truma is given to the kain. If he's Tame, he's forbidden to eat Truma. And that's bein tamei, bein tahir, whether the truma is tar or whether it's tamei. Shemek says in the pasuk in VaYikra, "Ish ish mizera Aaron," that any man from the descendants of Aaron, the tzeruah is of that has a tuma of tzeras or a tuma of ziva, which is a general discharge, but kadoshim lo yechum should not partake of the holy things. Now, which kadoshim are we talking about? Izeu kadosh oichum is called zera Aaron because it says zera Aaron. So that's all type of descendants. Zecharim and the Kavis, male and female. What type of holy things are eaten by all of them? Havalim is Truma. That's referring to Truma. In contrast to Karbanas, many of them are eaten only by the males. That which is eaten by all is referring to Truma. And it's saying that, yes, that is forbidden to be eaten in the state of Tuma. Now, Elisha called Tamei Ha'echel Truma Tahirim. Now, the thing is that any Tamei person who eats Truma that's Tahar, so although we're saying it's forbidden to eat both Tahar Truma and Tamei Truma, but the difference is, if it's a Tamei person eating Truma that's Tahar, Chayv Misa B'Deishamayim, he's liable for death at the hands of heaven. Well, the Vigach Leike, and therefore he gets lashes, because any Chayv Misa B'Deishamayim, we give lashes for, because that's what heaven does, but we give lashes. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, B'Shomer's Mishmarti, they should safeguard my safeguard, and they shouldn't carry any sin. So there's a loisa say, and therefore one gets lashes for it. Now, but Tamei Shalcha Truma Tamei, in contrast, a Tamei that eats Truma that's Tamei, Ava B'Yishu B'Lav, although that there is a negative prohibition, oh, but here, and that's what we said, V'Leisu L'Vchet, we said that's carrying the sin, that's regarding the Misa B'Dei Shemayim. But here, although by Truma that's Tamei is also a negative prohibition, but Ein Alek, it doesn't get lashes, although there is a prohibition to eat Truma that's also Tamei, if he's Tamei, Sha'ina Kodesh, because it's not holy, like the Pasuk says, Umesu Baiki Chalaluhu, the death penalty is because he desecrated. Here it's already desecrated because it's already Tamei, it's not Kodesh anymore. So therefore, that's going to be the difference if there's going to be lashes, although they're both prohibited, but Truma that's Tahar is going to have lashes, Truma that's Tamei is not going to have lashes if the person that's eating it, the Kayin or Kayanis, is Tamei. Halacha Beis, Eina Tamei Oichem B'Truma Atriyav Shemshem. So we said if he's Tamei, he's not allowed to eat. Now, so when does he become permitted? A Tamei person cannot eat from Truma until Sheyav Shemshem, that the sun has already set, which is the opening Mishnah in Shas. And it's mentioned over there, V'yetzu Shlesha Kechavim Achar Shkeis HaChama, and that the three stars has come out after the sun has set, which is called Seisa Kechavim, one of the ways of defining that. Shemek says in the Pasuk, Uva HaShemesh V'tar, the sun sets, and V'tar, what's V'tar? As the Gemara explains, that Sheyita Harikim in the air until the sky has been cleansed from the light, which is already nighttime, the three stars have come out, then the person could go ahead and partake of the Kaddishim. That's when he becomes permitted to go back and eating Truma. Halacha Gimel, Kain Tar She'achol Truma Tamei. Now what happens if a Kain that's Tar eats Truma that's Tamei? So ain't it like it doesn't get lashes in that situation. The reason for that is, Neshu Ba'aseh. So up until now we're talking about the Kain that's Tamei. So a Kain that's Tamei is forbidden both Truma Tar and Tamei. Only difference is regarding with his lashes. Now we're talking about that the Truma is Tamei, but he's Tahar. So ain't like it doesn't get lashes. Neshu Ba'aseh, because it's actually a violation of a positive commandment. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'achar Yuchim LeKadoshim. After he purifies himself, then he could partake of Kadoshim, which is Midavashu B'Kedushasai Hu She'echel K'Shiyitar. Something that is sanctified, that Kadoshim, that is when he's purified. Avadamar Tamei, but if let's say the Truma is Tamei, and he's Tar, the inference is, but he shouldn't eat when he purifies himself, which is the case of Kayin Tar eating Truma that's Tamei. And that's what's called Valava Bo Machlala Say. It's a derivation of a negative prohibition telling us what not to do from the positive wording of what you should do. I say who that's qualified as an Asay, and one does not get lashes for violating a positive commandment. Halacha Dalet. The Rambam discusses it regarding a specific Tumah of Keri. Let's say someone was eating Truma, and he's Tar, and he's allowed to eat Truma. But the hirgish, but he has the sensation, that his limbs are starting to tremble, which is a sign that he's about to emit seed, which that would make him tumah as keri. And if he's tummy, then he can't continue eating the truma. So what he does is he grabs a hold of his male organ so that the seed doesn't come out until he first swallows down the truma that he has in his mouth. Uvelays the truma, he swallows it, and then the seed will come out, but at least he won't be eating truma in the state of tumah keri. Halacha hey. Hacheresh v'hashayta, the deaf mute and the mentally deranged, matpil naisam, we immerse them in the mikvah. Umachil naisam truma achar shayav shem shem, and we can give them truma to eat after the sun has set. And we watch them, that they shouldn't fall asleep after they were immersed. Because if they fell asleep, they're going to be considered as tame, because of the concern of emitting seed. Unless we meet for them a pouch made out of copper, which shema yirakeri, because we're concerned that they might see keri. Now, when they want to feed them truma, they'll check the pouch. Now, why out of copper? Because copper doesn't absorb. And if there was keri, they'll see if there's some type of discharge over there, and that only then could they go ahead and feed them truma. Halach above, related, reichve gemalim, those who ride camels, asum lechem b'truma, even kahanim, they're forbidden to eat truma, ad sheyitfalu v'yarav shemshem, until they have to first table and have the sun set. Why? Shem becheskes tumah b'nechim, because we presume them to have had a discharge of zera, b'nechim, because they get warmed up, sherechiva al or gamal, because riding on the back of the camel on its skin, meaning without a saddle, mitzi tibish al shachvazer, causes that rubbing to emit the seed, and therefore tame, and therefore we only allow after he tabled and had harv shemesh. Halacha zayin, hamashameshes mitasa. If a woman had marital relations, so it depends regarding har tuma. Im loy neshapcha b'shas tashmish, if she did not turn around during marital relations, and hence the seed was always inside, which tumah does not contaminate inside, it has to be from the outside. So, but she does have the halacha of tumah just because of the tashmish amita, so tevelet, she could immerse herself, and then she could go ahead and eat truma once it's evening. But when neshapcha b'shas tashmish, but if she turned around during married relations, and then that's going to cause the seed to emit, to come out, so then it's going to touch her from the outside. So this woman is forbidden to partake of truma for the next 3 days. Why? It's not possible that she won't discharge some of that zera, and she's going to become tummy. And the problem is, the tuma might not come out right away. It might take time, and the zera has viability for 3 days, having the halacha of tuma of shechva zera. Let's explain its place in the fifth parak in Hilchas Avos HaTumah Halacha in Alv, and therefore that's a difference if she was Misapech HaZanad regarding if she's Tumah only till the evening or for the next 3 days. Halacha Ches Ram continues regarding the consumption of Truma of Chutz La'aretz in a state of Tumah. Now, Truma's Chutz La'aretz, says the Rambam, is Hoyuvi Karmi Devrein, since the source of the Truma out of Eretz Yisrael is only Rabbinic, because all Halachas HaTlois Ba'aretz that are agricultural are only in Eretz Yisrael. So it's rabbinic out of Eretz Yisrael. In Esther Bachila, it's not forbidden to eat it. So although generally a kohen that's tummy is forbidden to partake of truma, but here in Tumas Chutzal, it's in rabbinic, we only made it for a kohen that has the tumma that's the origin is from his body. The haman, those are bali karayin, if he has tumma of keri, which that's a tumma where he emits seed, or vizavin, vizavis, which is the male and female version of a different type of discharge from the general area. Venidais, or a woman who is menstruating, the elders, or she gave birth, where those are all tumas that emanate from the body, those are tumas which would be forbidden for the kayan to eat truma of chutzlatz. Now, bukulim shutablu, all these that immerse, mutarim lachila, they're permitted to eat the truma af bishleher b'shemshem, even if the sun didn't miss sun yet. And the reason for that is because the moment that they tivel, that they immerse themselves, so actually they don't have the tumma that they had from their body, because now actually what takes effect on them is the lesser tuma of what's called a tful yom, someone who immersed themselves that day, which is only considered a second level, what's called a shein l'tuma, which is considered like a maga tamei, someone that only touched a dead person, which is an extrinsic tuma. The source is from the dead person, which, as the Rambam is explaining over here, could eat the tuma in chutz la'aretz. As the Rambam explains, he says avol tamei maga tuma is, but those who are tamei, even if let's say he touched a dead person, which would make them into Ava Tumah, but it's not, the origin of the Tumah is not from the body itself. So Ben Shinoga Bemes, even if the person touched a dead person, which is an Avia Vaisitama, the most severe level of Tumma. But Ef Shalona Yum Litim, even if we don't have the ability to go ahead and purify ourselves from Tumas Mestiz, because we don't have the ashes of Paraduma to spray on day 3 and day 7. Or Ben Shinoga Besheretz, or whether the person touched a dead Sheretz. In the Tzarek Litvel of Trumas Chutzlars, they don't have to tevel for Trumas Chutzlars, again, because it's an external source, and that they didn't say is problematic for the rabbinic Truma of Chutzlars. Now, Locha Tes, Lefikar, there you have the following ramification. Kain Katan, if you have a minor Katan, Shadayin L'Ra Keri, which he's not even a coming of age yet, has never seen Keri, or Katana Shadayin L'Ra Sadamnida, or you have a little girl who never had menstrual period yet, never had Damnida, so we could serve these little kids truma constantly without even checking them, in contrast to an adult where we presume that they are tuma until we have immersed them. Now, by the children, the reason is because we presume that they never had any tuma that originates from their from themselves. Now, the metzayra rehu kamisha tuma yutzla magufa, he's considered as if that it is a tumah that originates from his body, although it's not coming from the inside. It's something somewhat extrinsic, but ultimately it's in his body, the nega. Now, vuhu, but by the mitzayra, although that would be problematic because it is a tumah megufay, it's only sheyitama oisa koin miyuchas, only the koin with yichus, with lineage that we know definitely is a koin, has confirmed, which that's halacha by mitzayra, has to be a koin who confirmed as the paisik that this is considered nega b'tzras. Of a koin sheyitama koin, but before a koin the goes and makes him tummy, so tar is considered tar, and again would be permitted to partake of the truma. Halacha Yud, the Rambam continues regarding the prohibition of an oral, of an uncircumcised person for truma. So kain oral, a kain that's uncircumcised, also lacha b'truma b'din tar, is biblically forbidden to partake of truma. Why? Shari nemo, because it says taisha b'sachar b'truma. It says that taisha b'sachar cannot partake of truma. And then taisha b'sachar also says taisha b'sachar b'pesach, we're going to come pesach and shemais. So we make the following comparison. Just like we mentioned Toshav Pesach by the Karban Pesach, Oral also by the regarding the context of Karban Pesach, an uncircumcised person, the Torah is explicitly forbidden to partake of the Karban Pesach. Av Toshav Pesach Amar b'Truma, so too it mentioned Toshav Pesach by Truma, Oral also by an uncircumcised person is also forbidden in the Truma. And then Achal, therefore, if he eats like a minotaur, he gets biblical ashes. Now, Mashach, a person who was circumcised, but his foreskin was pulled, and now it's covering over the corona. Mutalach b'truma, he's permitted to eat of truma. Vav pishan irikar, although he looks like a non-circumcised person. And the medivri seifim, and rabbinically sheyimu pamshniya sheyiramal, and actually rabbinically he has to circumcise himself a second time until it looks like he's circumcised. But since he is circumcised, he's permitted to partake of truma. Halachi raf hanoyel mohol, someone was born circumcised without the foreskin. Lechem b'truma, he's allowed to eat truma. But tumtum, someone who doesn't have any signs of gender. Eino Eichel does not eat truma. Neshu Sveik Ara, because we're not sure, maybe he's a male and he's uncircumcised. But Androgyn is Mova Eichel. Androgyn actually has both signs of gender. His male organ, he circumcises. And then Mamanav Shach, either way you look at it, he could go ahead and eat truma, because if he's a woman, so obviously there's no problem. If he's a man, he did the circumcision. So be that as it may, he's permitted then to eat truma. Alochid Beis Ram continues regarding those who are secondary to those who are forbidden, if they are permitted to partake of truma. Ha'oral. So if you have someone who's uncircumcised, v'chalat mein, and all those, like we mentioned before, if they're tamei, that they're also forbidden to partake of truma. So af b'shem asum lecha b'truma, although they themselves are forbidden to truma, but neshem v'abdeim oichlam, their wives and their slaves, are permitted. So although the individual, the homeowner, is forbidden to truma, but they have the sanctity of kuna, and their kinyan kasboy, their wives and their slaves, are permitted to take. Halacha gimel p'tzua daka, which is if his the testicles have been crushed, or if the male member, the organ itself, has been cut, them and their slaves, where their regular kahanim, they could, and that's kinyan kasboy, slaves could eat truma, but in the sheyem lo yeichelu, but actually the wives, in this case, cannot eat because they're forbidden to marry into the kahal. And the wives become chalalis when they have relations with them, because she had bia to someone that's forbidden to her, who's forbidden to marry to the kilo, so actually that would make her forbidden to have truma. But let's say he was not intimate with his wife after some accident happened and he became a petzua daka chori shavcha, then hare eli yechelu. So then they are kin and kasper, they're married, but they never had the bia with the man that's forbidden to them, and they could continue eating truma. So to, let's say, these individuals, the Ptsudaka Kreshavcha, married the daughter of Gerim, then Hariza Chelis, the wife, also in this situation could eat, because there's no prohibition for a daughter of Gerim to marry Ptsudaka Kreshavcha, because they're not considered Kahal Hashem. That would also be permitted because of Kenyan Kasplay of this kind. Lachidal, Ptsudaka Kain. If you have a man with crushed testicles, that's a Kain. Shekidish Bas Kain, who he just betrothed, got engaged to a daughter of a kohen, eina achelis. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Now the reason for that is because since she's anticipating a marriage where that beer would be forbidden, so already now that they got engaged, she's already considered desecrated, and she's forbidden to partake of even the truma from her father's household. So even though they're only engaged, and he wasn't even intimate with her from when he became a betzua daka. Now, this that we said before, that in the previous halacha, that she permitted to partake of truma if she was married before became a betzua daka, because she was eating from beforehand. So here also, she was eating from beforehand by her father's household, and she was never intimate with him. She only engaged him. Yeah, but that's only if the beginning of the eating was through this marriage, which was valid. So even though now he became a betzua daka, but since his marriage was valid beforehand, so she could continue eating even afterwards. But here, this that she was eating from her father's household, that gets removed when she gets engaged, and because she leaves her father's domain. And again, here, since what's going to be is going to be a forbidden marriage, and she never ate from this husband yet, so therefore, that she cannot eat truma anymore. Now, Sris Achama, which is someone that's impotent, that cannot have children from birth, who be ishtav avod of eichem, him, his wife, and his servants, his slaves, can eat truma, because he wasn't mutilated by a human being, it was B'dei Shemayim, which such a person is not forbidden to marry into the Kehillah. Now, Tumtum Adreganis, Avdeim Oichlim, their slaves could eat, Avaloina Shaseim, but not their wives. And the reason for that is because maybe it's this Tumtum Adreganis is a female, which that's not considered a marriage to this woman, and therefore she can't eat because of that situation. But the slaves, no matter if he's a man or a woman, it's considered Kenyan Kasplay, and therefore his slaves could eat. Halachat Hezbav, Chereshayt V'katan, a deaf mute, or mentally deranged, or a minor, which they're all considered not having das. Shekandam Avadna, if they acquire slaves, the slaves don't eat, because they cannot make an acquisition, because they don't have intelligence. So it's not considered Kenyan Kasplay. Avam Konlem based in Noya Petrabas, but let's say their caretaker, the courts acquired it for them, or it falls to them as inheritance, which happens automatically, then they would eat, because they are considered Kenyan Kasplay of those individuals. If an andragonist, which again has both signs of gender, male and female, if they had relations to someone that's pasul from truma, so bein derech zachrusa, whether it's anally, as if he was a male, or bein derech nakvusa, or whether he did it vaginally, as if he was a woman, nifsa malecha b'truma kanashim, he becomes invalidated partake of truma, like a woman who had bia with someone that's pasul from truma. And therefore, his slaves don't eat truma because he's already neschal from kuna, and achal doesn't feed his kinyan kasper. And v'chenim nevel andragonis acher. So to say, this andragonis had relation with another andragonis, shu paisel b'biyosel isha, which he invalidates his bia to a woman, because if let's say he was kosher, it wouldn't invalidate. Nifsal, it becomes invalidated. V'ena eichel, and he doesn't eat truma. And b'le malchavod, if it doesn't feed his servants. But for who, here the Rambam says, is specifically, like has to be done vaginally. The reason for this is because for that andragonist's male organ will invalidate this andragonist vaginally. Because then we're going to qualify the boil as a male and the nivel as an akeva. But what the Rambam is alluding to, if let's say they had relations in the non-natural way, anally, then we would say meman of shach. If this one's a male, this one's also a male, and the male cannot invalidate a male. And if this one's a girl, this one's a girl, and that wouldn't be considered as bia at all. So therefore, it specifically has to be derech nakvusay. Av derech zachrusay, but if it's done anally, in zachar paisa zachar nakuna, one male will not invalidate another male from the kuna. Lachidzan Ram continues regarding, what if the slave has a shared owner's of two different people. So Evet Shal Shutfan, if you have a slave owned by partners, Shaya Echemim Kayin, and one of them was a Kayin that was Einamachal, that does not feed his slaves, where let's say that owner, who let's say has a 50% share, he's Pasul, which apostle does not feed his slaves, so this slave is forbidden to eat truma because of that partner that's somewhat of an owner. Now, whoever does feed his slaves truma, also feeds his slaves the ability to eat from the breast and from the thigh of the karbanos. If you have a Jewish woman from not a family of Kohen, get married to a Kohen. Now, so she's able to eat because she's the wife of a Kohen. Now, she brings into the marriage certain types of properties, whether to be slaves of Maloig, which is a halachic status that she owns it, it's just that the husband gets to have its utility, or whether she brings in what's called slaves of the iron sheep, which is actually, she brings it in that the husband, so to speak, it's his, and he takes responsibility for it, and for all practical purposes is, he just has to compensate her when they leave the marriage. Both these types of slaves are going to be able to eat truma. The avdi term basil, because it's like considered the husband's, which is his kinyan kasbei, and even the avdi malug, which are really hers, but it's like, as the Rambam is going to explain, it's like his acquisition, which is his wife, who has their own acquisition, which is his wife's slaves. So to the slaves of kohen, that slave acquired slaves, or let's say the slaves of the wife that acquired slaves, they could all eat truma. Because it says in the pasuk, kiyikna nefesh kinyan kaspoy, which that could be read that kiyikna nefesh, when he's going to acquire a soul, kinyan kaspoy, an acquisition of his money, which I feel like kinyan kin, even if what he acquired, that acquisition gets another acquisition. Now, as Ram explains, the kinyan no'eichel, an acquisition that eats machel, can then feed others. The kinyan shein no'eichel, but if it's an acquisition that does not eat, for example, let's say an amon the kohen gadol, which she does not eat truma because she's a halala, say in a michael, she would not feed others, meaning her slaves would not eat from the husband's truma. Halachi test bas kohen shenisli yisrael. The other way around, if you have a daughter of a kohen that got married to yisrael, and v'chnisle ben avdi malog ben avdi zer bas, and she brings in these two types of properties of slaves, harei lo yichilu. In this case, both will not be able to eat. The avdi zer bas not eat because they consider like the husband who is a yisrael, and the avdi malog because, since they're hers, and she becomes invalidated from Truma because she's married to Yisrael, so her slaves also cannot eat from Truma. Halacha Chaf. A Malakan Gadol, a widow that gets married to a high priest, which these are all forbidden. Gush v'chalitza kain hedyot, woman who's divorced or had chalitza dantar, who is married to a regular kain. Ben Kehanes, Ben Yisraelis, whether she's this Almano or Gusha, whether she's a Kehanes or Yisraelis. Or v'chein sharchi b'lavin, or all other types of biblical, but only that there's a negative prohibition to marry this individual, but that she becomes a zayna by marrying these individuals, and she's forbidden to partake of truma. And she brings into the marriage these two types of properties of slaves of meloig and avdi tzarbazel. So avdi meloig lo yechlu. So the avdi meloig are not going to eat because they're really considered hers. He just gets to use it, but it's considered hers. He doesn't take responsibility for it. And since she's an acquisition that doesn't eat, because she's in the forbidden relationship over here, she becomes a halala, so she cannot feed to her slaves. Now, this is a chiddush that even though he has to technically feed those slaves because it's his wife's properties, still they don't eat truma. Now, but the avdi tzarbazel yechlu, but the avdi tzarbazel they will eat. The reason neishim shabal, because they're not considered her slaves; they're considered his slaves, and his kinyan, since he's a kain, do get truma. Let's say Shnia. Let's say he marries what's called a Shnia Arayis, what's called Rabbinic Arayis, which are not biblically prohibited. So he Aichelas, so then she's going to eat the Truma, because biblically she's considered regular marriage. But her Avdi Malik, interestingly, the Rambam says, will not eat Truma. The reason for that is because Avdi Tzarbazel are his, of course they can eat. But her Avdi Malik, which, since rabbinically he doesn't have to feed her because it's a Shnia Arayis, so on some level it's a flaw in the kinyan, and therefore her kinyan, the Zav Nalag, he doesn't have to feed them truma. Halacha Falaf, Kohenes Almana. If you have a Kohenes that's a widow, Shnis Orsla Kohengov, only engaged to the Kohengov, again, she's forbidden to marry him, she's engaged him, a Gushla Kohenhejit, or Gusha, the divorcee that's only engaged to the Kohenhejit, but Hoyle Hemeshamis Labia, Psula Shaltaira, since they're anticipating that when they're going to get married, it's going to be the cohabitation, which is invalid biblically. So even now, just by the engagement, they really cannot eat. Even if she's a kahanis, she cannot continue to eat truma. And so, let's say they came into the chuppah without even getting engaged. She cannot eat. And the reason for that is shachupa, because the wedding canopy, even without kedushin, pasulasa malachal invalidates from eating, even though the chuppah itself is not kaina. But since she's going to the chuppah for the purposes of having bia, so again she's anticipating the invalid bia, and even now already she's forbidden to partake of truma. Now, but let's say in this almanoy, in this garshim, in the eristim, but let's say yes, she was engaged, but then she got widowed to her chassan, passed away or divorced her. Then they go back to their permitted status, and they could go back and eat truma because they never had cohabitation, so they would never invalidate it, never became a halala, and also they're not anticipating anymore being basula because that man's not in their life anymore. But let's say they were widowed or divorced from already getting married to that kohen gadol or kohen hedid, then they cannot eat any more truma. They already became halala, desecrated by having this forbidden relationship with their husband. Halach of Beis, kohenes shemiz bala kohen. If you have a kohenes that her husband, the kohen, passed away, the nafal of neyivamim, now there was no children, and she falls in front of his brothers to do yibum. Sheyesh b'mchal, now one of the brothers are a chal, so she cannot eat truma anymore. Nizika is a chal, because the bond she has with all her brother-in-laws, and one of them is a chal, and that relationship makes her forbidden to have truma. And a philosopher echem nakshem maimon, even if the one of the kosher brothers does maimer, which is some type of an engagement, still, because this rabbinic kinyan of like somewhat of a kedushin for yivama of maimer is not a full-fledged kinyan, therefore there's still somewhat of a tenuous connection to the chalal, and therefore she cannot yet partake of truma. Halacha of gimel. Let's say the kohen, who is one of the brothers, gave a get to his sister-in-law, the yivama, that's a kehenes, where shari nestor love. Now she's actually forbidden to get married to any one of them, but still the bond is still there, because the get doesn't really sever it. One has to actually have a chalitza to sever it. So harizu achelis b'truma. So she could eat the truma from her father's household because she's a kehenes. Why? Because she's only waiting over here for the only possibility she would have is what makes her problematic here is the rabbinic halacha that if a get was given, which she's anticipating it would be a forbidden relationship, that's only rabbinic. She'ena get placed yivama l'mivrei, because this, that the yivama cannot get married anymore to her brother-in-laws, is only a rabbinic problem of invalidating the yivama rabbinically. So this is only a rabbinic problem. So therefore, she is permitted to partake of the truma from her father's household because she's not mishtameres lebi psula. Which again, that's an interesting halacha, that just being mishtameres lebi psula, even though she's not in a forbidden relationship right now, that would make it forbidden. That's only rabbinic in this case. So therefore, that wouldn't invalidate her from her father's truma. And b'chein, similarly, kohenes chalutza oishnia. Let's say you have a kohenes that had chalitza or a shnia or a secondary erver, shenis ursula kohen, that's engaged to a kohen, which again is also anticipating would be a rabbinically forbidden relationship, which that's what a chalutza is to the kohen. It's not a gerusha, but it's rabbinically like a gerusha, and so too a shnia is rabbinic erva. So a chalas, she could eat the truma from her father's household because again, this the relationship that she's anticipating is only rabbinically forbidden, and therefore that wouldn't make her by anticipating that as a psul. And kohen hedyus, and also islandess, the Rambam finishes off by saying if a kohen hedyus marries an islandess, a woman cannot have any children, although you might say it's a mekechtois or whatever, but for now that he's married to her, so she could eat truma like any wife of a kohen.